Michael Shapiro teaches constitutional law at USC. He's been following the Occupy LA movement, and he says, though there's a lot of buzz, the tradition of civil activism is deeply ingrained in our history.
If you go back to colonial and revolutionary times, that's what you get. You get civil activism. If it weren't for civil activism, we wouldn't have had a revolution. Whatever you think about Occupy LA, it's relatively tame compared to many of the demonstrations and protest movements we've had before.
Now is the time, Shapiro says, when we'll find out the type of movement Occupy will become.
This is at a point now where it could get very messy. It could get violent. It could turn into a riot. It could turn into Oakland.
Law enforcement walks a delicate line in this process. They must allow protesters to express themselves, but they also need to preserve peace.
This is a damned if you do, damned if you don't thing. If the police intervene, that gets people riled up, and so it, you know, escalates the risk of violence or spreads the protest. See what the police are doing to us. If the police do absolutely nothing, it's by design. It's not like they haven't heard about this. It's very difficult to say which course is going to cause an unfortunate escalation or an appropriate de-escalation.
Shapiro says that in order to understand the police's position, you need to know the First Amendment. Basically, the city can't stop the protests because of the content of their message, but they can regulate where, when, and how they protest.
That will affect speech, but it's not directed at speech, and it will be tested on a constitutional standard of minimum rationality. You know, if it just barely makes sense, it's good enough.
Last week, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said that the Occupy LAers cannot stay on the lawn of City Hall indefinitely, citing damages to the grounds and sanitation issues. Shapiro doesn't think that this is censorship.
I don't think the mayor cares what their viewpoint is. As a matter of fact, I don't think the mayor knows what their viewpoint is. They could be told to go. There is nothing intrinsically violative of the First Amendment.
The movement's next move could crystallize its future. It will decide if they peter out or stay at the risk of confrontation with authorities. Sarah Golden, Annenberg News.